You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the pieces from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one after drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" Here ends the reading. Today we hear of the call of Levi, or Matthew, and Jesus' encounter with the Pharisees and scribes as they challenge his understanding of the laws and commandments of Judaism. The three traditional Lenten disciplines are almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. These were traditional spiritual disciplines even in the time of Jesus, as he speaks of them in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, 1-18. His problem with the exercise of these disciplines is that they are often done for show rather than spirit. The Lord criticizes those who practice their piety before others, making a public display of giving their offerings, praying publicly so that they might be seen, praying long and showy petitions, heaping up empty phrases, looking dismal while fasting so that others can see and take notice of your piety. When one is keeping spiritual disciplines according to Jesus, its aim should be internal renewal and spiritual growth, not outward recognition. We would do well to take heed to Jesus' guidance in our Lenten observance. And what did Jesus' words about old and new wineskins say to us about spiritual disciplines today in our daily lives? Is Jesus dismissing fasting as a useful practice in the new kingdom? Given Jesus' comments, are we to lay aside almsgiving and prayer? Because truly, we have the bridegroom Jesus with us always, even to the close of the age. The point of Jesus' comments is that we no longer need such practices to justify ourselves before God. The old understanding was that keeping laws, commandments, and ordinances, holding to strict observances of washing, eating, prayer, and fasting would make one acceptable before God. With the coming of Christ, there is new life in him. With the coming of Christ, salvation is through faith in him, so that spiritual practices and disciplines now are a response to the gift of God's love and mercy, freely observed and joyfully undertaken. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give me joy and gladness in my Lenten observance. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: in your gospel freedom, try a day of fasting and prayer.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.